quote, "Then you will travel by miraculous power to innumerable worlds, make offerings to the Buddhas, and listen to teachings from them. At the time of death, too, you will undoubtedly see Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. In future lives, you will be reborn in special families and places, where you will not be separated from Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Thus, you will effortlessly accomplish all accumulations of merit and insight. You will have great wealth, a large following, and many attendants. Possessing a sharp intelligence, you will be able to ripen the mind streams of many beings. In all lives, such a person will be able to recall past lives. Try to understand such immeasurable advantages that are also described in other sutras. In this way, if you meditate on compassion, skillful means, and the awakening mind of bodhicitta for a long time with great admiration, the mind stream will gradually become thoroughly purified and ripened. Then, like producing fire by rubbing together pieces of wood, you will accomplish your meditation on the perfect reality. You will thus achieve an extremely clear knowledge of the sphere of phenomena, free from conceptual elaborations, the transcendental wisdom free of the impeding nets of conceptual thought. This wisdom of ultimate bodhicitta is stainless like an unwavering butter lamp, undisturbed by the wind. Thus, such a mind in the entity of ultimate bodhicitta is included within the path of seeing, which apprehends the selfless nature of all phenomena. Through this achievement, you enter into the path focusing on the reality of things, and you are then born in the family of Tathagatas. You enter the stainless state of a bodhisattva, turn away from all wandering births, abide in the suchness of bodhisattvas, and attain the first bodhisattva level. This is how bodhisattvas enter into the non-conceptual meditation free from elaborations." End of quote.